This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. In an ever-updating society where citizens are constant targets of tech marketing, it's no wonder we've developed quite an appetite for replacing the old with the latest and greatest. But a new study from Yale University out this week says a lot of the precious ingredients of our consumer technology is, well, kind of irreplaceable. And as Conrad Wilson reports, that could be a problem.
Devices like tablets and even cars are powered by a complex web of metals that are totally unique in their functions. According to Barbara Reck, one of the authors of the Yale study, that means elements can't be substituted.
Let's take flat-screen displays, so for TVs or on the smartphones. For each of the different colors, you need a specific element.
If there's a shortage in one or several of these elements, Reck says, that could pose problems for manufacturers.
If there's an issue, the answers may not be as straightforward as one may think by just taking another metal.
The more tech products, the more demand for these metals. Gareth Hatch is principal of technology metals research.
Really, there's no substitute for new production or accessing new material that comes out of the ground.
Hatch says more needs to be done to recycle and conserve the metals already being used, meaning one day your old broken cell phone might actually be worth something. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.